This is Mike Shreve, an author with Charisma and an evangelist, and I am so excited about this new offering from Charisma. To be able to download an audio version of the magazine and ebooks and podcasts is going to be such a blessing. I personally live a very busy life, and it's hard for me to sit down and read a magazine, but I've got hours on the road and traveling, and that will be definitely something I'm going to tap into. I encourage everyone to get this subscription, and I'm personally going to look forward to the content myself. To subscribe, just go to charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a Franklin Graham event that was canceled because the evangelist believes gay marriage is a sin. Find out more right after this break. Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home. Evangelist Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, was supposed to speak in Liverpool while on his UK tour this summer. However, the venue where he was supposed to speak, ACC Liverpool, canceled his event because of the evangelist's beliefs in traditional, biblical marriage. ACC Liverpool tweeted this: "The Graham Tour UK event, which was originally planned to take place at ACC Liverpool in June 2020, will no longer be going ahead." End quote. In a statement, the venue also said this: "Over the past few days, we have been made aware of a number of statements which we consider to be incompatible with our values. In light of this, we can no longer reconcile the balance between freedom of speech and the divisive impact this event is having in our city. We have informed the organizers of this event that the booking will no longer be fulfilled." End quote. Protesters had been arguing against Graham's speaking at the venue, FaithWire reports. The most vocal critic was the Liverpool Labour LGBT Network. They even called Graham a, quote, homophobic hate preacher. But Graham responded in a Facebook post, saying he wasn't coming to condemn them. Instead, he was coming to preach the gospel. He didn't shy away, though, from saying that he did indeed see homosexuality as a sin. He wrote this: "The rub, I think, comes in whether God defines homosexuality as sin. The answer is yes. But God goes even further than that, to say that we all are sinners, myself included. The Bible says that every human being is guilty of sin and in need of forgiveness and cleansing. The penalty of sin is spiritual death, separation from God for eternity." End quote. Graham also said the gospel is inclusive and that everybody who wanted to hear it was absolutely welcome. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.